Praise the Lord. Dear friends, today we would like to meditate on an episode in the lives of the apostles who were traveling with Jesus today in a boat. I would like to read a verse from the Gospel of Mark first and then make a reflection. He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verse 39. Peace, be still. It happened at night in the Sea of Galilee. We call it the Sea of Galilee, but it is not a sea properly speaking. It's an inland lake. It's called by various names. It's called Sea of Galilee because it is in the province of Galilee. It's called Sea of Tiberias or Lake Tiberias because on the shore of that lake, Herod Antipas built a town in the honor of Caesar Tiberius. He gave the name to the city Tiberias. So it is Lake Tiberias. It's also called Lake Gennesaret or Gennesaret because the shape of the lake is that of a harp. It's a small lake, the length of which north-south is about 23 kilometers, and the broadest at the north is about 13 kilometers, sweet water lake. Usually peaceful lake, plenty of fish you can get there. And today you get a lot of St. Peter's fish in that lake, and every pilgrim who comes to this lake make it a point to make a boat ride in the lake and eat St. Peter's fish in one of the restaurants at the shore of the lake. This particular night, the disciples were going across the lake. There happened a big storm. Usually the lake is peaceful, but very often it happens that strong wind blow from the northern mountains and stir up big waves in the sea. And this particular night was so dangerous, the disciples were all afraid. They were experienced fishermen. They could swim and they could row the boat. But this particular night, so terrific. They were terrified by the storm and the wind, and they thought they were sinking. And all the while, Jesus was there at the stern, sleeping with a cushion under his head. Strange. A person could sleep in such a storm when the boat was sinking, the master was sleeping. The disciples could not understand this contradiction. Why was he sleeping? Why was he not concerned about the fate of the disciples? And then they asked, "Master, don't you care that we are all going down?" They prayed and they cried, and Jesus woke up. Jesus woke up, and the first thing he did was rebuke the wind and the sea. Who is this person who can rebuke the wind, the storm, and the sea? But the words of Jesus had effect. "Be still and be calm." The wind ceased and the sea became calm. They were all afraid. They experienced the presence of God in this man. "Who is this?" they asked. They did not become aware of the divinity of Jesus yet. Now they find him as the master of the universe, the one who can control the storm and the sea and the wind. And now this boat and this boat ride could be also a symbol in our lives. The boat represents the church, first of all. The church that is traveling through the sea of the ages and centuries. The troubles the church had, the troubles of schisms, the troubles of persecution, the troubles of heresies, all this somehow rocked the boat that is the church, and people thought this would sink, but it did not, because the master is in the boat. It can happen also in our lives. Troubles might shake our life, that is the boat. It could be a problem in married life. It could be a problem of in our health, or finance, or business, or relations. It could be various occasions where we think the boat is going down. But make sure that you call on the Lord. Don't forget that the Lord is in the boat. He is with us. He has promised that He will be always with us. Cry to Him, pray to Him with the hope and faith. He will wake up and there He will bring calm and quiet. Peace, be still, He will tell us, and that peace of the Lord will come to us. Amen.